USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been given assurances by the Saudi royal family that it will be looking into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Yesterday I had the chance to have a number of meetings, extended meetings with King Salman, the Crown Prince, Abdel Jaber, the foreign minister. In each of those meetings, I stress the importance of them conducting a complete investigation of the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. And they made a commitment. They said they would do that. They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul early this month. First Lady Melania Trump's plane making an emergency landing this morning when smoke was detected aboard the Air Force jet shortly after takeoff from Base Andrews in Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A week after Hurricane Michael devastated the Florida Panhandle, over 1,000 people are still missing. The death toll stands at 29. Many of those who haven't been accounted for are elderly or disabled. Officials say it doesn't mean they're necessarily dead, but could be in hard-to-reach areas or staying somewhere with family or friends. President Trump calling adult film star Stormy Daniels, quote, horse face, and some of the president's closest allies, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, say they're kind of turned off by that remark.
He's a street fighter, but he's also the president. And I just don't think this elevates him. I don't think it does anything good for the country.
The president was cheering a ruling by a federal judge dismissing Daniels' claim that the president had defamed her on Twitter. Remember, when you're online, you can find us anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More than a dozen people known dead, and the number may rise, and about 50 injured in an explosion at a school in Russian-annexed Crimea. Russia says the blast was the result of some sort of explosive device at a college in the city of Kerch, where a new bridge is linking Crimea to Russia. Most of the dead and wounded are teenagers. It's being looked at as a possible terrorist attack. Nearly half the babies born in the United States are born to people who are not married. That's according to a new United Nations report, whose authors say it reflects cultural and economic shifts that have evolved over the past half century. The report says 40% of U.S. births now happen outside of marriage, up from only 10% in 1970. The UN report says the numbers are even higher in the European Union. And an investigation's underway by Major League Baseball into allegations the Houston Astros cheated during the first game of the American League Championship Series. Officials told the Boston Globe they're looking into whether someone was spying on the Red Sox dugout and sending photos of their signals to the Astros. Fenway Park security says they kicked a man out of the media area that night who wasn't credentialed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.